come, my little ones. Gather round. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're going to learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allah 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 Allah
My butterflies, today we're going to read a small portion of a book called Allah is Awesome. It's a beautiful book and it's written and even illustrated so beautifully. So today we're going to read a little bit about it. The Mu'adhin's call for Fajr Salah fills the air. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Umi opens the blinds with the greeting of peace and says, Assalamu alaikum, to her children Muhammad Amin and Zakaria. Zakaria yawns drowsily and wipes the sleep from his eyes with his palms. It's time to pray. Subhanallah, look, the sun looks like a ball of fire. Yes, responds Ami, smiling. Do you know the sun seeks permission each morning from Allah before it even rises? Muhammad Amin says, Allah is Al-Khaliq. He creates whatever He wishes. He just says, Kun fayakun. Be and it is. Beep beep, hoots Abi from his blue car. School starts at 8 a.m. and a Muslim is always on time. As they venture into the hub of the city, the cars zoom past. Zakaria notices the trees on the edge of the pavement. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, thin ones. Each one created by Allah. How cool is this? Asks Muhammad Amin as they zoom past all the trees. Did you know? A tree is like a breathing machine. They breathe out oxygen, and we breathe that oxygen in. And we breathe out carbon dioxide, and they breathe that in. Allah has made it such that without trees we can't survive. Abi reminds them that planting a tree is a form of ibadah. Even the trees bow in submission to Allah, even though the human beings can't see it. My butterflies, let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll read a little more.
There is only one God. Muhammad is His messenger. Rasulullah, Rasulullah.
If you wanna be a good Muslim, live the five pillars of Islam. Read your Shahada daily. When you read your Salah, read Salah five times a day and stay on the straight path. Give your zakat to charity for the pleasure of Allah. Wear five colors in Islam. You should follow every day. There's a road Allah has made for us that'll lead to paradise. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one God. Muhammad is His messenger. If you want to be a good Muslim, live the five pillars of Islam. First in the month of Ramadan, for your thawab. Go for your pilgrimage at least once in your life. Be as good as you can be for the pleasure of Allah. There are five pillars in Islam. You should follow every day. There's a road Allah has made for us that'll lead to paradise. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one God. Muhammad is His messenger, Rasulullah. There are five pillars in Islam that show us the way.
My butterflies, let's go on with this amazing story called Allah is Awesome. It was illustrated by a woman by the name of Colleen and written by Shakira Adams Balika and Aisha Bamji Adam. The story says, at school that morning, Mu'allima Fatima teaches the boys about water cycle. Their minds are boggled at the master plan of Allah the Wise. Did you know that Allah spoke about the water cycle in the Quran over 1,400 years ago, even before the scientists figured it out? I have something amazing to show you, says Mu'allima Fatima. Once outside, she tells them to look at the sky. They do this with curious eyes. Silence fills the air as Mu'allima asks an interesting question. Do you see any pillars holding up the sky? No, shouts the class. There's no pillars holding up the sky. Not even Superman can hold up the sky with all his muscles and strength. Yes, cries Muhammad Amin. Only Allah is holding the sky in place. The bell rings. It signals home time. Ami, Ami, listen, shouts Zakaria. Tell me, tell me. I learnt a new word today. What is that word? Asks Ami. The word is precipitation. Wow, that's a long word. My butterflies, can you say that word? Precipitation? It means it's part of the water cycle, when Allah causes the rain to fall. What's for lunch? Asks Muhammad Amin. My tummy is rumbling. How about some fish and chips at the harbour? Yay, say the children together. But remember, a Muslim should always wash their hands before and after a meal and praise Allah for the delicious blessing. There's hungry tummies out there just wishing for a meal like this one. Says Zakaria, I just love fish and chips. My butterflies, this story has many more lessons in it, and this book has many more pages that have colorful pictures and wonderful stories. But I'm not going to read it to you because you can get the book and ask Mummy and Daddy to read it too. For now, let's go for a quick break.
Allah, Allah, you are my all. You are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my love. All praises to your beauty and compassion. I'm loved.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.